Here's a little something you may remember from the good old days.
I feel so old.
You're old.
You're so old.
I'm so old.
So old.
We're so old.
You're old.
You're old.
Time for Senior Moments. Ryan Sexton along with John Osier. Joe Fortunato's here as well. 3-2, first place in the AFC South. And all of a sudden, ESPN and their next-gen stats people have the Jaguars with the highest percentage chance of winning the division, the greatest percentage chance of going to the playoffs. They're, you know, the number one rushing offense in football, lead the league in takeaways, turnover ratio, sacks. My head is swimming. I mean, all of a sudden you go from the abyss to the highest heights, it seems, and this franchise is roaring its way back for a home game this week. So after all that, John, how good is this football team?
I would love if life had some next-gen stats, like some stuff that could say, hey, your week's going to – your life has a 75% chance of turning out the way you want. I mean, I can't think – those would be very happy.
How about just the rest of my day?
Right.
This is what's for dinner tonight.
Yeah,
you're
65% chance that you're just going to go right down the toilet. I mean, it was probably what mine would look like. But and I never quite understand those. But you know, I was thinking this morning, if you're sitting in, you know, Portland, Oregon today, and you're sort of looking around the NFL,
I like Portland.
You're looking at the Jaguars and you're thinking this team's pretty good. I mean, I think we pick it apart so much. And we focus on, well, this is what Blake's not doing. This is what the receivers aren't doing. And the offense has these limitations. They're number one in the league in pass defense, or pretty close, right? I mean, up there.
Oh, yeah. Third, I think.
They're number one in sacks. They're number one in takeaways, which are the two stats that matter more than total yards. They're number one in defense. If you're number one in sacks and takeaways, you're number one in defense as far as I'm concerned. And then you're number one in rushing. That's a lot of ones for a team that's been at 28 for
eons,
you know, 6 or 7 years. Yeah. So since I've been back here in 2011, I get constant emails about when will the Jaguars get respect.
Oh.
Everybody wants respect, Brian. Everybody
They're
wants
ready
the
to give
national
some,
media.
Doug Marrone's ready to give some of it back.
Right. And I've always said, look, A, don't worry about respect. You know why? Because I know a lot of these national media guys. They're friends of mine. I don't care if they respect me. I don't care what they respect. It doesn't matter.
Do they respect you?
Nobody respects. But so the respect thing, I've never cared about. I get that fans
don't
do.
Matter in the NFL, but you do them for clicks, right?
But fans love, you know, they've got 7 days. We live this 7 days. What fans have for 6 days is watching ESPN, watching NFL Network, and they want to hear something about their team. It's fun. I get that. So get mad about it a little bit, but don't worry about not getting respect. But all of a sudden, they got respect. And so enjoy it. It's fun. It's fun to see Leonard Fournette waving the safety in. It's fun.
That
to
was
see,
fun, by the way.
It's fun to see him flying over the goalpost on the touchdown.
Flight 27.
Have fun with it. Enjoy it. It's been a long time coming.
I think they're pretty good, and here's why. Because in order to be good in the National Football League, you have to be able to do the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get the quarterback issue and the complex precision that comes with having a passing offense. But you better be able to block and run and tackle and you know what I mean? Take the ball away. They're doing the basics, the building block things, at a pretty high level here through the first 5 weeks of the season.
I think they're, you know, it's funny. People have been writing me all season about why are they so inconsistent. I think they've been pretty consistent. I think if you're watching this team, you have a really good idea of what they are. They play really good defense and have played really good defense in every game. You say, the Titans game. But think about this. They've given up one first-half touchdown this year, and it's when they didn't touch Powell down against New York.
Right.
Other than that, that's the only one. So you're talking 3 points in the first half. Well, guess what? If you've only given up 6 points in the first half, you're within a score of the lead, and you're in it going into the second half. That's this team's goal. That's what they want to do. They've been able to achieve that. So, and they've been able to stick to the run. They haven't always been able to run as effectively as the number one stat would show. I mean, the number one stat is based a lot on 90 yards by Fournette. But they've been able to run effectively enough to allow themselves to keep running, which is really their ultimate goal.
12 straight runs off the 4-yard line to start the fourth quarter.
Right.
When the game was still in reach of the Steelers, and that one put it away. It was 11 points. That right. drive, 12 runs, put it down the field and took it, you know, way out of sight. Here's a concrete example. So Steelers go down the field, start the third quarter, retake the lead 9-7. Towels start waving, right? We've seen this before in Pittsburgh. And we've also seen the Jaguars come out 1-2-3 punt, right? And I'm thinking, uh-oh, Ben's going to get the ball back in relatively decent field position. You know, the game could ride here on this next drive.
And
it did, but it was the defense that stood up. And it wasn't just that play by Telvin Smith, for which he was named the defensive player of the week. But the 6 plays later, Jalen Ramsey popping the ball, and that should get as much credit as Barry Church just taking it and running down the field with it. Same thing. When the defense needed to answer, at the moment that it needed to answer, it did. And it's been able to most of the season.
The key for this team, if you had – when you talk to Doug Marrone or anybody around this team in the offseason, they clearly had a formula that they wanted to be able to – a way they wanted to play. They wanted to be able to play defense, and they wanted to be able to run, and they wanted to be able to keep running even when it wasn't working, stay in it. Well, they've been able to play the way they want to play for really four games – and about three quarters. Except for the Tennessee game, they have played exactly the way they wanted to play. They haven't had to throw. They haven't had to go back and throw into the face of third and 15s or huge deficits. The one time that changed was when it got away from them against Tennessee. So they know their formula. When they're playing that way, Brian, they're 3-1 with a drop pass away from possibly being 4-0. Their formula to them is working.
Well, and it proved in Pittsburgh, and then we'll move on, that it works against any team if you're executing it well, because it worked against Deshaun Watson, a rookie quarterback, and it worked against Ben Roethlisberger, an MVP caliber, Super Bowl winning quarterback. It works.
A significant thing here, I try to look, when I look at NFL teams that I'm really following closely, you want to figure out what is their strength that they can go take against any team they play. I covered the Colts for a long time. Obviously, they could throw and they could score on any team. This team, its strength is its ability to disrupt the opposing quarterback and to make plays off of that. Right now, that strength is probably, if you're going up against the Rams this weekend, that strength is the strongest strength either of these teams have. Does that mean you win? I don't know. But if you can get to it, it gives you a really good chance. I think that strength the Jaguars have, as long as they can stop the run enough to get to it, is going to be the best strength in a lot of games going forward this year. Doesn't mean they win all of them, but it sure gives you a chance in these last 11 to win 7 or 8 of them.
So they play great defense right now. They're running the ball as well as any team, better than every team in the National Football League. The glaring trouble spot is obviously the passing game and the quarterback, and that led former scout, turned NFL Network analyst, Daniel Jeremiah, to float the idea yesterday that the Jaguars should call the Giants about Eli Manning. And I remember thinking, just dismissing that, right? And then last night, this morning, I'm glancing at the NFL Network, and it's a topic for 21st in Prime, right? For Deion Sanders' little segment now. And I know it's been talked about, you know, country to country and radio. Just that little idea. And the first thing I'm wondering is, all right, is this something the Jaguars floated through Jeremiah, or is this something the Giants floated through Jeremiah? How in the world does this one come to center stage, and do you make anything of this?
Not really, because my MO is when you're dealing with high-profile players who still matter very much to their teams, and by that I'm taking Adrian Peterson out of it. He didn't really matter to the Saints. It's hard to imagine, for many reasons, A, the Jaguars wanting to give up enough to get Eli Manning right now, and B, the Giants wanting to give up Eli Manning, a franchise foundation piece who will be in their museums. You know, for I can't see it. I think the reason it gets floated, and I'm not sure that either franchise floated as much as.
But it's worth noting, you don't hear people talking about trading for franchise caliber quarterbacks very often in season.
I was getting questions about this from people a couple weeks ago, because people want to have the trade machine start going. They want to, you know, they log on to Madden, put the password in, you can trade Eli Manning, and all of a sudden he's on your roster. It makes sense because of Tom. Tom obviously knows Eli, has a good feel. Makes sense because of Blake Bortles. I just don't know. And we've talked about this. If I'm the Giants, I was 11-5 last year. Eli's 37. All my conversations in June and July and May centered, I would assume, around having Eli Manning. Okay, guys are playing until they're 40 now. He's going to play two or three or four more years. It's not the same formula as it was 10 years ago with the guy. I'm assuming their formula was always Eli Manning's our quarterback until the day he retires. You're 11-5 last year. Your history in the last 10 years has been that we can dip and get back in the playoffs and make a serious run at this thing within 1 year. We're not a franchise that's 5 years away. I just don't know they pull the trigger on it because of those reasons.
So in other words, you're saying they don't shift their mindset that quickly. Because when you're 0-2, you're not thinking about it.
Historically, they don't.
Yeah.
But anything can happen.
I guess it can.
Yeah.
I guess it can. Just like you talk about the Giants not switching their mindset, this wasn't something the Jaguars were talking about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
3 weeks ago.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's...
You know, it's enticing. It's Eli. It'd be a great story. I have a tough time seeing it happen.
Yeah, me too. But that doesn't mean it won't be a topic of conversation until the trade deadline passes. You just don't see stuff this much. What are you going to do on Saturday? Yeah, what, you're not going to get on an airplane. Not going to London, New York, or Pittsburgh.
That's not your
Those are past you. Okay. Just want to make sure.
No,
I'll
probably...
Finished cleaning up from the hurricane yet?
We
haven't been home.
Yeah, we didn't have that much from that. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to catch up on. It's going to be wild not being on the road and being on the plane on Saturday.
Sherry, know you're going to be home?
I haven't told her yet. I probably won't.
Yeah, you probably won't. All right,
I'll stay somewhere else.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Brian.
For Joe Fortunato and John Osher, this is Senior Moments.